Blog Talk Radio.
Again, for tuning into Urban Conversation, I can only apologize to you, my faithful listeners. We have no idea what happens with Blog Talk Radio. Literally, this has happened on quite a few of our shows where we get into it and then suddenly the show drops. They have network issues on their end. But thank you guys. I see you guys are calling back in. I appreciate it. Trying to wait for my co-host to get in on this call. So again, we apologize, but we're just going to keep going with the flow. Manuel, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. I'm back.
Can you hear me now? That Brandy. Yeah, that Brandy song. So, you know what? Blog Talk is the devil. But I was saying that it looks like I've found another carrier for the show, which is good. So November 15th is actually when we will be severing ties with Blog Talk Radio, hopefully. And we will be smooth sailing. So, but thank you for those that are calling back in. It's crazy though how that happens. It's almost like, I don't know, like what is that?
The minute we start getting into a groove, after the early rants and ravings and everything else, the minute we get into a groove, something seems to happen. You know,
that's really kind of. No, that's exactly what happens. And I was rambling and saying that every time we really start getting into it, it seems like this is happening. So, it's kind of spooky. It's also good, you know, before they have like little boards where people, you know, can discuss whatever on the Blog Talk site. And I guess when you get a high volume, whether it's going through online or the call-ins, issues like this happen. So I guess that's a good thing in one sense, but it really isn't, because they should have that together, I would think, that, you know.
Right. It's extremely, I mean, it interrupts the flow. So, you know, that's what.
Yeah, they suck. anyway, again, I apologize. We're going to keep getting into it. So we're talking about bitterness, and you made the point about closure, and I was saying that you have to get to a place where you don't seek to get closure from the other person. That's great when that happens, but you know, if we're all honest, that doesn't happen all the time. It's pretty rare.
It absolutely doesn't. I mean, now, the one thing that I've come to conclusions here and there, and somebody once said, or I read somewhere, that forgiveness is not on, it shouldn't be the burden of the person that was offended, but it should be the burden of that person who offended the person, meaning that we shouldn't take forgiveness as a burden. We should just do it because it's self-healing us. But for it to be a burden to seek forgiveness, then that should be on the part of the person that's offended. So let them go through all the hell of knowing that they did something wrong. You don't go through all the hell of knowing that they did something wrong, because for all we know, that person could just be moving on and moving along with life and not remotely having an issue with anything that's taking place while you're harboring all this resentment and all this bitterness moving forward. And it's affecting relationships, and it's affecting moods, your health. I mean, we know that psychologically speaking, you know, your physical health is tied to psychological health. So why hold on to all that bitterness and all this? It's just not worth it. It does nothing for you whatsoever.
Yeah, and I think a big part of it is, people, there's that fear of, you don't want to be hurt again. You don't want to go through certain things, and people have this belief that if I just hold on and let my heart get hard and put all these walls up, that that's going to prevent me from being hurt. But essentially, you're just, instead of someone else hurting you, you're hurting yourself. You're
Right.
self-inflicting anguish and pain on yourself. And I'll hear people say, yeah, I don't forgive, and I'm not going to forget what this person did to me. And I'll say, it's not about forgetting what someone did to you, but you're clearly not okay.
Right. And
Like.
this is the thing, though. I think sometimes people have this odd feeling that forgiveness comes along with allowing people to be as close as they were. No, you can easily forgive and then remove or separate that person out of your space, especially if this is a person or this is an individual that's going to keep doing the same thing over and over. You can love from a distance, you can forgive
Right.
from a distance. And that's the
And
part
it's
that
not
people.
about it, yeah, it's never, it's not about forgetting. We don't have the power to do that. God
Right,
has the
right.
power to forget, offenses. We don't, unless you're some superhuman person, we don't have the power to do that. We're going to, there's going to be a remembrance of it, but it should, you have to get to that place where it's not haunting you anymore. It's not, causing you to, put that, kind of direct what someone else did to you onto other people, and it shouldn't be affecting your ability to trust. And when it is, that's when you have to look deeper and say, okay, this is really affecting me, and I have to put in the work to stop this. I've heard people that, church people who yeah, as church folk, we are a mess. But I have heard people who try to manipulate scriptures, and yeah, God's gonna get them for what they did, and they're saying it in such a way where it's really disturbing, because they're feeding off of this belief that, oh, God's gonna wreck this person's life. And and I've had to tell many people that's not, that's not how it works. And what God does to someone else in their life is between God and that person, and we shouldn't take glory in someone, pain or whatever the case is. And when you really forgive, you release all of that, and you release the hope that they will get back what they've given to you. And I think a lot of people don't know that concept,
You know what, and I agree. I often have that quick dialogue with people in regards to karma, and people are always like, "Well, you don't believe in karma." I'm like, "No," and I was like, "But I believe it, but I hate to I'm not trying to debunk spirituality, because karma is something that people take into more of a spiritual sense." And I'm like, "No, I don't believe in karma, but I believe in Murphy's Law. I believe whatever happens can will happen." And so it's not to, I don't want to move anybody from their belief, but I'm saying there are way too many instances in this lifetime where we know people have not gotten what we would deem that they deserve based on whatever. I mean, there's people who have done the most atrocious things to other people and have never received an equivalent of what that is. And then they say, "Well, it'll go to their children." Well, what if they don't have children? So people do people take joy and they find a little bit of solace into thinking that a person is going to get back whatever they dished out. They very well may not, but it's not, that's not important. The importance is not that this person gets it back. The importance is that you move on from it, regardless of what happens to this person in the future. You move on from it. You don't move on from it by hoping that something else happens or this is coming back to you. So when this comes back to you, I'm going to be there. Now, who cares? At the end of the day, who cares?
And you're really, and it's really not a moving on. It's just transitioning from one bitter place to the next level of bitterness, where
Right.
you're sitting there waiting for their demise to happen. And the thing of it is that no, we don't know the details of anyone's heart. And I just, you know, I don't go there. Like, I'm not a sit back and wait for payback type of person. I have more to worry about with my own heart and my own mistakes and trying to, you know, walk in my purpose than to sit there and wish ill will on anybody. And when I forgive someone, I know it's real when I genuinely want them to be good. Like, I want them to be okay. Like, you know, like, I'm not sitting there like, oh, you know, hope they walking down the street and fall in a ditch or something. So, and there's people, you know, there's one person in particular in my life that I've struggled with forgiveness. And I know that I have not reached that place or stayed in that constant fear of forgiveness for them, because sometimes, you know, a thought or a memory will come back and it will just kind of like really like hit me really deep. And then I have to kind of right. catch myself and not let myself go back into replaying everything that this person did. It's a female, and never knew what an enemy was until this person. There's people who right. say, oh my, you know, people hating on me. I'm like,
oh, God,
unless
man,
you some people
oh,
don't,
right.
yeah, you know, some people really don't know what it feels like and what it really is to have a hater and someone who really does want you just dissipated from the earth. And this person, like, literally, like, hates me, like, to this day, still calls, you know, still hates me. And so, you know, I struggle with that, but, you know, all in all, you know, I work on it. You know, some people you can extend that forgiveness easier, and some people it's really, really hard. But like I said, it's work. You know, you got to put the work in. Everything that is worth anything takes work. And your mental stability, your emotional well-being, your spirituality, those things take work. You have to read, you know, you have to read the right books. You have to meditate. You have to, you know, put the right things in your body. All of those things are, you know, connected. And, you know, I'm like, you know, don't be drinking soda. You think that's not relevant, but it really is. It really, really is.
And the thing is, and, you know, and the one thing, you know, I've always told people, like, I've seen things and they've always said, you know, people have asked, you know, who holds the grudge better, and they'll go to zodiac signs or they'll ask questions about who holds grudges. And I tell people, I can't hold a grudge.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have the energy to hold a grudge, because one, to hold a grudge typically means you're holding it against somebody who's in your life, or somebody who's not, but you're holding this grudge against this person in the event that they come back around. And I just won't give it any energy. I will not give a grudge energy. I won't give a person that much energy and control, you know. So it's
right.
like, okay, they did whatever they did. They were wrong. I know they were wrong. They know they were wrong. God knows they were wrong. I don't have time to hold a grudge. As opposed to that, I would just remove you. You know, mentally, emotionally, you're removed from my life. So there is no grudge. There's no anger. There's none of that. That person is just removed moving forward. And I can forgive you and just move forward. You know, I don't ever have to see
right.
you, talk to you, deal with you again. And sometimes people have to realize that. And we have to do that with blood relatives, family members. I mean,
yeah,
you know, people that are that close, you have to, like, for your own healing, you might have to just no longer deal with that person at all, as much as it might hurt, you know, as opposed to being bitter. Just move on, remove the person, move on about your life. It's okay. You can live without, you know, those people who are going to bring you harm. Absolutely. But I'm not going to be bitter. I'm not going to be angry with the person for life. I can't do it.
Right. And it, you know,
let me not say never. It depends on the extreme.
Right.
The movie, I'm going to draw this from the movie. The movie Minority Report, if you remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, he couldn't, you know, Tom Cruise was the character, and they were predicting crime, and he killed somebody. He was like, I would never kill anybody. Like, why on earth would I kill someone? And he couldn't figure it. Spoiler alert, if you've never seen it, but if you haven't, get over it. But it,
yeah,
it
I know, you should have started by now. It's been an older movie.
But we do realize what it was. When it did come to that moment, he realized what it was that he, who it was that he killed, or that he was supposed to kill, and he did it have a moment of, oh wow, yes, I'm going to commit murder, you know, because
right.
you know, that's the person who, you know, kidnapped and killed his child. So I can't imagine that level. I can't imagine that level of anger and hate and bitterness and disgust, you know. So I don't want to say that I could never get to that point, because man, you, when you talk about your children, that's a different that's a different level. Your children, your loved ones, your family, you know, somebody doing harm to them, that can do. But to me, to do something directly to me, it's like, I'll remove you, I won't deal with you, I can move on and away from that. So that's fine. But hello? Hello? Oh, this is terrible sometimes.